It's a terminology that I'll admit I'd never heard of before. Invisible labor.
Yeah, you know, I've never heard of it either, but I felt it.
Oh, okay.
What we're talking about here is, okay, like in the house, you've got, you know, a mom and a dad, and who's responsible for knowing where the soccer cleats are? Who's responsible for making the pediatrician appointment or following up with the teacher on something or making sure that there is that gift for the birthday party that's coming up this weekend? Invisible labor.
You're the cruise director.
There,
right?
It's something.
You need
like,
to know what everybody is doing at every time, and you need to plan it all while you're at it.
Well, there's actually been studies about this invisible labor and the impact it can have on moms. So we wanted to dive into it a little bit further, and it was super easy to do so because we didn't have to look too far.
No.
We just went down the road here to Arizona State University, and that's where we find Professor of Psychology, Sunia Luther. Professor, thank you for joining us right now on the KTAR Newsmaker line.
It's my pleasure.
Did I do a good job with the invisible labor here? How would you define it for our listeners?
First of all, I wouldn't connect it to a cruise ship plan.
Fair enough.
What we do is not a cruise ship. It's as mothers, the tasks that we take on are really can be quite demanding, diverse, and it literally is like having multiple balls up in the air. Even if you have just the one child, but with multiple kids, that much more difficult and complicated.
And Professor Luther, this workload, this invisible labor through your work really creates a lot of stress inside the household and stress with the mom, right?
Yeah, I think as Pamela was saying, is who keeps track of is the critical phrase there. It's one thing if you were to tell me, okay, Sunia, it's your job to get the garbage out and get the groceries done and so on. But keeping track of all those day-to-day, relatively mundane tasks, on top of that, the more critical issues, which is keeping track of the kids' psychological and emotional well-being, which is also something that Pamela referred to, being in touch with the teachers, being watchful for, is this child depressed or just moody? What about the peers? Should he or she be hanging out with this kid? Is it a problem? How do I take it up with the teacher saying that, you know, you're really being a bit unfair to my child, I think, in how you're treating or grading him or her? These aspects of thinking about being vigilant of tending to, taking care of children's psychological, emotional needs. If these are things that a mom is doing solo or feels like she's doing solo, that can be enormously stressful because the stakes are so high. These are our children. We want to do the very best we can to keep them safe and happy and healthy.
Professor Luther, I refer to it as mental gymnastics. I feel like I'm constantly doing these mental gymnastics. But I, like many families out there, are seeing our husbands participate. You know, my husband does a lot of laundry. He helps out with putting those groceries away or take out the garbage as you use there. That's like the physical burden. But what you seem to be discussing is more of the mental burden and the impact that that's having on the well-being of mothers.
That's exactly right. As I said, there is and there has been change. There have been shifts in the amount of work that fathers and men are doing in the household, which is just absolutely wonderful to see. It is not clear to me that there have been parallel increases in, quote, being the captain of the ship, being the person who takes care of, whether it's paying the bills or the leaky roof or seeing the children's teachers or that grab bag for the party, all of the that. Who is the primary person running the ship? There, I'm not sure, in heterosexual couples, there's been quite as much of a shift or increase in the degree that men take on that responsibility, those responsibilities as compared to women and mothers.
Again, this is Professor Luther, a professor of psychology at ASU. And it strikes me that a lot of this is driven by maybe also some sociological changes, that even while more women entered the workplace, the job didn't change at home. They didn't get to cut those hours out as they took on new tasks. So where do we go from here?
where we go from here, I would think, Bruce, is working toward more equality on this front to the degree that this is possible. And I caution people that, you know, even if you do have a spouse who's willing to say, and really does mean it, I will do my best to be the share this captaincy, if you will, with you. Sometimes what moms will tell you is that the threshold is different, so that I will say, the kid has an ear infection, we need to go to the urgent care, and dad will say, no, he's probably just teething. So the level of urgency or the level of standards that moms set for when intervention is required can really be different from where dads will set it. So another phrase that I've commonly heard from moms is, well, he just doesn't see what I see. Mm. So I can't really fault him. So the answer to the question is twofold. One is, talk to your spouse and help your spouse, husband, partner, understand how draining this can be, and try and encourage him to take on some of this. But the flip side is, be prepared for the fact that his standards are not going to be the same as yours.
Got it.
And so the answer, what you do with that then, is make sure you always have a very strong support group of other moms, people who will support you in this very arduous and taxing decades-long task.
Professor Luther, thank you so much. Wonderful. Professor Luther, professor of psychology at Arizona State University, talking about the research she has done on invisible labor and how it negatively impacts the well-being of mothers.
I thought one of the interesting things that she mentioned there at the end is that in a relationship, maybe the husband literally doesn't see the things that the wife sees. You see, I'm like it's not that I'm going to use Chris. Yeah. It's not that Chris doesn't want to help. He just doesn't see the same things you see.
Oh, that's part of it.
Right?
For sure. Yeah, absolutely. It's also difficult if you've got, too many chefs in the kitchen. Mm. It's one of those things where let me give you for instance here. Riley had pulled a groin muscle in soccer recently. Okay.
Oh, wow.
She lost the ice pack yesterday. Okay.
Got
and I know
it.
It seems strange to you, but she lost the ice pack. We couldn't find it. She comes up, hey, you got to find it. You got to find it. You got to find it. She comes upstairs. Mom, I can't find it. I said, okay, well, I buy the first one. You buy the second one.
Ouch.
So we went on Amazon and I purchased another one. Okay. Later on that night, Chris is like, Riley, did you find that ice pack? She goes, no. He goes, okay, well, I got two more coming on Tuesday. I said, wait, you
ordered
them too?
More.
He goes, well, yeah, she couldn't find it. And I already ordered it. So it's one of those things where
we need a captain of this ship.
I mean, well,
we need a ringleader.
That's a very small example.
I get what you mean.
Of it. But
you're both trying to solve problems, but you didn't know the other one was solving.
But I've got to keep track of all of the birthday parties, and I've got to keep track of what's going on at school, and I've got to keep track of things that have changed at soccer. And it does take its toll. And while Chris is very engaged and very involved, it's at a different level. It's on that physical side of it, not necessarily on the mental gymnastics side of it, as many mothers experience.
Some of that's just the roles that people have played over time, too. And it takes a long time to maybe knock everyone out of those.